Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're at the first Sunday in May. I hope many of you watched the Derby yesterday. I love to watch the Kentucky Derby. It's so much fun, the first Saturday in May. And next week is our call-in week, but it's also Mother's Day. So this month is going to go very fast. So let me tell you a little bit about May. May will end with a lot more clarity than when it began. May begins with events that will untie the knots, clear away the lies, the mix-ups, and the confusions. It's a great time for clarifying your intentions on what a certain goal or project is. We had a very hectic Mercury retrograde in April and began May with Mars conjunct Neptune. And, of course, that's going to keep you in the fog, too. Now, Mercury is direct and will soon have an exact Mercury-Chiron conjunction. And we end the month with Mercury conjunct Uranus. And that means anything goes at 24 degrees Taurus. Jupiter conjuncted Uranus on April 20th. And now in May, Mercury will, as Jupiter moves out of range and into Gemini. A lot of the Jupiter-Uranus energy will be revealed, and we will understand clearly just what that meant for us in our personal life. It's nice when Mercury conjuncts another sign, It's nice when Mercury conjuncts another sign as it changes signs. So Jupiter moving into Gemini with Mercury right behind it is very positive, very good, and very lucky. That's when to play your lottery ticket. This will help the energies be more deliberate and make us aware of what this change means on a very conscious level. What offsets this is Jupiter in delimitated in Gemini. But Mercury is at home there because that's Mercury's home sign. This may slowly introduce us to the changes that we need to make in a more conscious way. We end the month of May with a Chiron-Mars conjunction. A part of the importance of 2024 is that Mars forms conjunctions with most of the outer planets, because its retrograde is not happening in that part of the cosmos this year. Mars is moving very quickly, has passed Pluto, passed Saturn, passed Neptune and Chiron, and now it's going to move past Uranus and Jupiter. This will bring us a lot more understanding of our motivation. We are going to have to be very deliberate with what we choose to do, and what path we walk, and what goals we set. It's not time to mess around. It's really time to get very focused, especially this next week with the new moon. This energy will definitely make us aware of anything that's stagnant or of anything that's based on something outdated or something that's not in harmony with or a part of the changes in paradigm that we've had recently. Mars conjunct Chiron is a very powerful transit for healing. Chiron is the wounded healer. Mars is the warrior, the soldier. If there's been any dark trauma that you've had that's been monopolizing your energy or that's been difficult to shake, like a parasitic energy that's been difficult to shake loose, a chronic illness that hangs on and hangs on, this is a month to finish with it. To come through this, to overcome this energy, you can really step out and overcome a habit or an addiction. You can really take a warrior's approach to a chronic problem in your life. Truly, this is the essence of May 2024, to take a grander action and to really overcome something that's been hanging on too long. This is supported by Jupiter and Gemini, the Mars-Chiron conjunction, and by the Neptune getting into 29 degrees Pisces, which is critical. Okay, the sun is setting on something. A chapter of your life is ending, and you're striving to experience a new version of your life in some way. So take the time to sum up your life. Think about what's overwhelming you, things that are taking too much from you, things that have been stubbornly hanging on, like a stubborn grasp, and ask yourself, is this something I can remedy? The very positive aspect of 2024, this year's cycle, especially as we walk through May and enter June, is to be an efficient problem solver, to have our self-healing capacity, and not to be afraid of cutting things out of our life. Things that are supporting or feeding our unwellness or our disease. This can be very hard if we are really attached to an addictive cycle that supports the disease. But it's also very medicinal and healing to be able to cut that stuff out and to be able to open to achieving new levels of self and strength through that healing process. I'm going to be working on having the effects of my injury disappear and get back to talking normally. That's what I'm working on in May. So let's talk about the May supermoon in Taurus. That's on May 8th. April was a huge month energetically, a total solar eclipse, and the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that began a new 14-year cycle. It will bring in a clearer energy, as I just described to you. Most of the Uranus effects will be internal over this period of time. It's a process of purging, cleansing, and relief. The energy comes in waves, and all in the divine timing. No worry, you'll have your turn. We all need to be thankful that this energy of expansion, of heart opening, of awakening, of a higher frequency is more and more available to us. That's the exciting part. What seems to be happening is that people are shedding their ancestral karma, the personal traumas, the bagginess, the weight of the past, the pain of physical conditions. So much is being shed. It's not that we don't remember it. We may have a clear memory of all those experiences, but they've lost their emotional charge, their negative reaction over us. We have and are ascending. By transmuting those memories into wisdom, we integrate them. And that's the gift that these energies bring. And there's a real momentum happening with this. you really are going to be able to feel it. With all the turbulence and confusion in the 3D level, will that continue? Absolutely. All of 2024 and part of 2025. However, you know this is a part of the process, and we don't have to dwell in that level. We don't have to be in that level. Say you're planning to build a new house, and you have your vision, you have your architects, and are occasionally you visit the old and demolished house or the old property, and it's a terrible mess, and you can't believe you ever lived there, or that you began to build anew. But nevertheless, you are so excited about the vision that you can see for yourself in your third eye. And this will emerge from all the disruption, this beautiful new home for you. And then you go back to the home, the old home. You don't live on the new building site. You visit occasionally to watch it come together. I hope this is a useful analogy of what's going on. We don't have to live in the rubble, the demolition. We know it's happening. We can observe it, but we can keep our state of being in a higher state of anticipation and excitement for what is forming and coming into our lives. May has a very different kind of energy. Four planets will be changing signs this month, and we begin the month of May with a bang. Mars entered Aries at 0 degrees yesterday. It's the warrior planet on the world axis, the creator's degree. Mars is in its own sign of Aries and brings in a very strong energy. And this will manifest on the world stage this week. Just watch this warrior energy. You can step into your courage, your sovereignty, your bravery, your pioneering energy. It's the ability to go solo, very much into sovereignty, and it's excellent for new projects, new initiatives. So check out what degree Aries falls in your personal chart. This sense of creating a new initiative, the drive, the energy is very strong, especially at the beginning of May. Also, Pluto turned retrograde on May 2nd. You could still be feeling this tonight as you listen to the show. On May 5th, which is tonight, Cinco de Mayo. It's Cinco de Mayo today because it's a slow moving and takes some time. So Pluto still is having us feel the energy today. If you have any fixed sign planets between 2 and 4 degrees in Taurus, Aquarius, Scorpio, or Leo, you will be feeling this energy. Usually a Pluto transit energy will last a year or 2 years. This energy could and will probably manifest in the outer world. Might makes right, an assertion of power. A greater attempt to be controlled by the authorities in the world. Just watch. Let's see what happens. We know something's coming. Personally, this energy can feel quite strong, like someone trying to exert power over you, manipulate or control you in some way. The purpose of these Pluto trances always is empowerment. The energy is to help you step into your own power. So some of them, this is a replay of your childhood patterns. For some of them, some of these feelings, it will be a replay of your childhood patterns. And so the purpose is to say, okay, are you going to repeat the same pattern, the same response, or are you going to step into your power this time around? It's always about empowerment, and that's so important to remember, stepping into your own power. And that energy came in on May 2nd and is now magnified and will at least last until Wednesday when we go into the new moon. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip, where I'll give you some more hints of what's coming this week. We'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of May 6th through May 12th, 2024. The Taurus new moon on May 8th is close to Uranus and exactly between Venus and Jupiter in Taurus, which brings material needs to the focus. However, it's also an exceedingly sensual and fertile quality of time that could tempt you to indulge. Careful now. If you're looking for a stable, reliable partner, then Tuesday's new moon could bring you the suitor of your dreams. If you are already in a relationship, you may want to discuss taking things to the next level by considering marriage, having children, or by moving in together. Lay down your barriers and take a chance on trusting those around you. This week's positive vibes promote sharing, nurturing, and pulling together your resources for the benefit of all. This is a good week to create domestic plans for the future. Look for a new house or apartment, take out that mortgage, or move in with your significant other. It's time to create a stable base for your own personal security and happiness. Treat yourself to something that makes you feel good on this powerful day. It is also the perfect time to give thanks in one way or another for the miracle of life, be it with a ritual or a small celebration with friends. So a barbecue or a party, it's spring and a beautiful time of the year. This day is an excellent time to sow the seeds for a new project, also to sow the seeds for a new garden. It will bear abundant fruit. Seeds planted at this time will blossom into a beautiful garden over the course of this next year. 5 of the 10 planets that we use in astrology are in the sign of Taurus at this time, and all of the planets are tightly bundled in less than one-third of the zodiac between Aquarius and Taurus. A bundle chart helps you get focused on that which is most important to you. Check the houses in your chart so you can see what area of life it affects you. Intense Pluto is leading all the planets at the new moon, so that means transformation and going into the deepest places within your being to clear out the darkness and embrace anew. It's time to step into your power. A sacred Sabian symbol for this new moon is a new continent rising out of the ocean. That's so beautiful. Meditate on this symbol for personal meaning. The ocean is your collective consciousness. I know they had just found new land rising out of the ocean near the Rock of Gibraltar. How exciting! A new continent is a new consciousness coming into manifestation, both in your life and globally. We all need to let out our Dalai Lamas. The definition of Dalai Lama is the ocean of wisdom. I am a bubble, make me the sea. We need to express the bodhisattvas within. A bodhisattva who is a natural healer delays going off to nirvana, that's deep meditation, to bring compassion and healing to the suffering. Wednesday is a powerful day for getting out of a rut by implementing radical change. Take a chance this week and dare to be different. If you're going on a first date Friday night, be careful of the Casanova, who is about the thrill and the chase and having fun, but has no desire for a real relationship. They're the ones that are going to ghost you. Arguments could flare up on Saturday, so be careful about making any rash statements that you can't take back. Harmony returns on Sunday, just in time for Mother's Day. Warm feelings of love, respect, and family roots abide. Mercury in Aries soon leaves the past Mercury retrograde shadow that's remaining from April, and ambitious Mars recently moved into Aries until June 9th. Both of these push you to get moving on manifesting your goals. Taurus helps you put the physical effort into creating your dreams. If you are willing to roll up your sleeves and get the work done, there is plenty of help available for you. But do practice flexibility and adaptability now. You'll need those traits all throughout the month. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. So we're back again, and we're going to continue with talking about the planetary activity in May, the projection for May. Four planets are changing signs this month. Three are personal planets, which happens on a regular basis, so that makes five planets at 29 degrees of their sign. Now, that's the critical degree, and they're in a cluster. The critical degree, the planet will often express its shadow. It will express its negative side. So here we go. Mercury moves to 29 degrees of Aries on May 15th. Just before it enters Taurus. Circle that day because you could have communication problems. Or we could have computer problems. The sun is at 29 degrees Taurus on May 20th as it moves into Gemini. Venus is at 29 degrees Taurus on May 23rd, just before entering Gemini. And Jupiter is at 29 degrees Taurus from May 21st through May 25th. I will do a show on that as we move closer. There is a lot of information for that aspect. So, much will be speeding up the energy. Gemini is quick. It's immutable, and it's an air sign. I'm going to wonder if we could have a lot of rain and showers this month, because we also have Neptune there, which rules water. I'll talk about that in a little bit. The fifth planet at 29 degrees is Neptune. It doesn't change signs, and it doesn't move into Aries until March of 2025. So it's going to hang in at that 29 degrees. Like Pluto, not fully. The full move is at the beginning of 2026. It's now at 29 degrees Pisces, its own sign, which is the very last sign of the zodiac and rules the 12th house. And this aspect is between May 3rd and the end of August. One way Neptune can act up at 29 degrees is to affect the seas and the ocean. Neptune is the lord of the sea and will bring in a lot of flooding. And we've seen what happened in Dubai recently. And the UK had the wettest winter on record. It rained every day in the UK since last October. And the farmers say they haven't seen this in their lifetime. Of course, this will affect agriculture and the mass food supply. Neptune can bring in issues around pollution. It rules water, toxicity, along with a feeling of emotional overwhelm. That's what I've been feeling lately, emotional overwhelm. Pisces is the most sensitive water sign. The energy can bring tears, a feeling that everything is just too much, and a feeling of sinking. You know that sinking sensation I should say that unpleasant sinking sensation. So not only does 2024 have the energy of endings and new beginnings, but the month of May especially. May's energy shifts big time. It will feel different, and by month's end, it will move much faster. The May 8th new moon is a supermoon, as was the April 8th new moon eclipse. That means it's a lot closer to the Earth and has a stronger pull on the tectonic plates, as well as on our brain, on our thinking, on our psyche. When we have a new moon, there's no moon at all. There's darkness because the sun and the moon are always together. And this month, they're at 18 degrees Taurus. You've heard about the darkness of the moon, I'm sure. The new moon every month is the perfect time to set a new intention. It's also the perfect time to cleanse your crystals. So I'm going to tell you how to do that. You wash them in water and sea salt, and you place them in a window on the 3 hour, 9 a.m., noon, 3 o'clock, or at 6 o'clock a.m. to catch the sunrise. If you have a six-sided clear quartz crystal, then hold it to your heart and place your intention into it with thought. Then place all of your cleansed crystals on a windowsill, especially where the sun shines and comes in. Or perhaps more than one windowsill if you have a lot of crystals. And allow the sun rays to pierce them. Activate them with this month's new energy. And keep them there for 3 to 6 hours. This will energize them. And when you place them in their places throughout the house, they will spread this new energy throughout your home. This exercise is extra powerful for the month of May. You should do it every single month, but especially now. You have time to plan. The new moon is on Wednesday. Know where the new moon is falling in your chart, and this will help you with the subject of your intention. Is it career, family, children, relationships, money, or health? You can also set an intention for the healing of the earth as well as world peace. Excuse me. Now, we have 5 planets in the fixed sign of Taurus. The sign of the earth, the human body. 4 of them are actually in conjunction. The sun, moon, Uranus, and Jupiter. And the energy is really highlighting the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction we had on April 20th. It's like a reboot of that conjunction energy. If you need a review, you can download my prior radio show from the archives. With Taurus energy, the urge is for safety, stability, very much to keep things steady. Taurus doesn't like sudden change. Don't rock the boat. It wants to keep the same old, same old. It wants long-term and stable. However, the power and purpose of Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is to break up that old stuff, those old patterns, anything that's routine, anything that has died out. These are not easy bedfellows. Uranus represents that which we have already outgrown at the soul level. There will be aspects of May which will move fast. Mars and Aries, Uranus, Jupiter, and Taurus, Jupiter and Venus move into Gemini. This is speedy energy that wants to move fast, whereas Taurus wants to slow everything down. Keep it steady. No surprises. Again, Taurus doesn't like surprises. The way I see this working out is, There is absolutely no doubt that we are going to see a lot of things happening in our outer world, along with a lot of jumps, opportunities, shifts in our energy frequency. And this is incredibly exciting and positive. Along with this, and this is very important, there's a need to keep our internal anchor rock solid. This is about your soul center, your radio dial, everything operating from this very steady center of, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. Again, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. You know that you can come back, you know that you can come back to this center easily and quickly. Keep everything simple, steady. It's almost like your internal state to a large extent is slow and observing, while the outside energy is giving you the opportunity to make jumps. We can only take these opportunities, these quantum jumps, if we're steady with our inner self. When we're scattered, we're scattering our power. We're not going to gain the greatest benefit of the jump. It's yes, I am centered. I know who I am, and now I can take the greatest opportunity that's being offered to me in this quantum jump of consciousness. But remember, don't scatter your potential. And the potential is to scatter the energies. And it's greater once Jupiter moves into Gemini that last week in May. It's a little complicated. Speedy things, but keeping your center very, very solid. Allow things, only things that really matter, to become a focus in your life. Get rid of anything extraneous, superfluous in your life, particularly now, when the jumps are going to be so big for all of us. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to go to the half-hour break. I have another wonderful guitar song for you from Les Paul and Mary Ford. I hope you enjoy it. It's for Cinco de Mayo. It's called Vaya con Dios. May God be with you. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. 627 6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo. There's quite a history with Les Paul. Everything you heard on that recording was done by his guitar. And I sat there and watched him with a group of others make all this in the early 50s. Incredible. It was incredible. Well, let's get back to May. Taurus is also about agriculture systems, our food supply, all of our food growing and production. And that is emphasized this month, as well as because this new moon is trying to steer us. But May is the month of garden planting. You're supposed to have all the seeds in the ground by Mother's Day, which is next Sunday. This suggests that there are new opportunities coming in, new ways of growing food. The Farmers Network, the Farmers Online Shops, that's going on the internet now, and it's really exciting. And this effort is going out over the rest of the world. It's becoming very popular. Will the farmer protests continue worldwide? Absolutely. Not only do we have the ongoing Uranus-Jupiter aspect, but Uranus is about rebellion, revolution. And it's in Horus, which rules food, food growing, farming, the land agriculture. But Mercury in Aries is outwardly vocal. So yes, they will continue. And thus, this is a necessary protest because our food is fundamental. There could be developments with our digital currencies at this time. Taurus is also about wealth, currencies, banking. With a new supermoon, there could be a new step. Uranus in Taurus, even on its own, is about digital currencies. We will see further attempts at centralized digitization. I can't say that word. Digitization, as well as developments in decentralized currencies. The energy of Pluto in Aquarius is about decentralization. It is ruled by Uranus. Decentralization. Grassroots up. Communities. Collaboration. Not centralized top-down control. That's the energy of Capricorn, which we are moving away from. But I sense some temporary hanging on before November, when Pluto will enter Aquarius for good for the next 20 years, because Pluto's going to go back into Capricorn in early September. Remember that date. May I remind you to keep dropping into the stillness. Taurus is about tuning into the natural rhythm of the earth, bare feet in the grass, hugging or meditating under a tree, listening to the birds sing, staring at the blue sky, if you're lucky enough to have a blue sky, melding into the oneness of nature, listening to ascension music or the classics, Beethoven, Brahms, doing candle gazing and scrying, watching and regulating your breath. Find your trigger point or give yourself one so that within moments you can instantly drop into the stillness. This is a beautiful ability. I have a trigger point I'm going to share with you. Take 3 deep breaths. Listen to your name said with respect and run the thumb over the tips of your finger on the same hand. You can do that with your hand behind your back. Nobody has to see you do it. And it'll take you right down. Practice at night before you go to bed so that you can get the hang of it. And then you can use it. We have some powerful higher energy coming onto the planet at this time. I call it waves of bliss energy. When you wake up in the morning and you feel so comfortable, so safe and snug, milk it for all it's worth. Linger a moment. Stay in that bliss and know that it can be with you throughout the entire day. Surround yourself with that energy. Know that you are protected by it. Hold it and know that you are centered, safe, protected, and complete. Make your own personal mantra that says so to the universe. Milk that bliss whenever and wherever you can, because that will keep you in a very good state of being. So we're done with the show for tonight. We have more music coming. We have our meditation, and we have Richard, of course. There will be more next week that I'll talk about as we go through the month of May. There's a lot more happening. Next week is our call-in week. So I hope you people will take the week to think of the question that you would like to call in and ask. I love it when you call in, and frankly, not enough of you do. So please plan on it next Sunday. That would be great. Well, thank you for listening. I hope I helped a little bit, and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath.
release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. keep your eyes closed, stay in that position, and listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.